Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me, Noah Cassidy, on this Tuesday in October. Noah, how are you doing?
I mean, if you didn't know, you're about to. So that's the, you know, gist of the Did You Know Show.
You do know now.
Because, yeah, you did. Did you know? You probably didn't, but you do now.
Wow. We're about to get two of them. One from you, one from me.
Learn two new things right here.
Here we go.
All right, so mine's a little long, so y'all bear with me, okay? I'm going to try and get through it a little quick, but I don't think I can skip any of it. It's a lot of good information right here. So here we go. Some researchers, or let me go ahead and ask you this. I guess I should ask you the question
yes,
first, right?
Yes, you got it.
Did you know that scientists have now been able to germinate 2,000-year-old seeds?
No, I definitely did not know that.
Seeds from 2,000 years old, they have been able to plant and successfully grow. So some researchers have obviously seemingly turned back time by planting these 2,000-year-old seeds. So this one was a Judean dated palm seed. It was unearthed at a dig site in eastern Israel in the 1960s. So the 1960s is when they found them. And they've just been holding on to them for a while because obviously they couldn't plant them at the time. So they're like, hey, it's a cool historical thing. Well, in 2005, they found an institute, the Arva Institute. They took a chance on trying to plant three of them, and they were actually successful on one of them. One of them did end up being planted, and its name is Methuselah, and it's because of its ancient and long life. Technically, it hasn't been alive that long, but the seed has been around for so long. So that was that. And then, well, let's see. They dated it back to when it was probably when extinct, that specific palm tree, around 500 CE. And so this experiment actually encouraged other scientists to start attempting trying to plant some more ancient plantings. And to date, there's actually six others as well, at least six companions. And they're as old as the Dead Sea Scrolls. So they're pretty freaking old. Since then, Methuselah's actually grown to be a very healthy tree. It makes pollen. It successfully fertilizes modern date trees as well and produces fruit. So, I mean, it might have been old seed, but it's doing what it's supposed to do. But that's not even the most recent. One of the most recent ones is actually the oldest surviving seed, and it's in 2012, was planted in Russia. A Russian scientist unearthed it. It's a 32,000-year-old seed from Siberian permafrost.
Wow.
And so they actually extracted that frozen plant tissue from the delicate seed. Researchers were able to successfully germinate and grow that relative to a modern day, I don't know what this plant is, so don't ask me, but it's S. steinophilia, aka the narrow-leafed companion. And so they were able to grow that, and it is an achievement that could point the way to reviving other frozen plants in time. So they were able to actually take frozen seeds and kind of
basically
got
bringing
them to grow also.
Trees back from extinction. Huh?
Yeah, back from extinction. I mean, who knows? We might have some dinosaur trees coming up around now. I don't know.
That would be awesome. Well, that's pretty cool. I like that. It's very fun historical stuff. Kind of good mix of science and history there. Yeah. I've got a little history kind of thing for you. Did you know when the first modern crossword puzzle was published?
First crossword puzzle.
Yes.
I mean, I'm so bad with dates, but I'd have to say someone had to come out early 1800s.
It was actually not until 1913.
Okay.
So it was published in New York World's Fun section on December 21st, 1913. And what it was is just the first one, you know, trying to come up with the clues. The puzzle's clues weren't organized into down and across. It was just instead two numbers indicated a start and end point within the diamond-shaped grid where they had to come up with the right word. But, you know, as time has gone on, crossword puzzles have evolved and have changed, and they continue to have crossword puzzles every day. You know, it's iconic in the New York Times, and there's always crossword puzzles, so it's pretty fun. But the first one was back in 1913, and since then, everybody's been enjoying their crossword puzzles since.
Yeah, I feel like they should do a a few reprints of the old ones and see if it's harder for people yeah. to figure out because of the different formatting, right. I guess. That'd be kind of interesting, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there you go. So that's our Did You Know show today, learning about some trees that the seeds have been lost for thousands of years. And now we've able to germinate them and grow new trees. That's pretty amazing. And just talking about the history of crossword puzzles when they were first published. Of course, everyone enjoys doing the crossword puzzles nowadays. At least I know a lot of people that enjoy doing them.
Yeah, so do I.
It's a fun thing to do to pass the time. But that is the Did You Know show today. And we'll be back for another fun episode of the Did You Know show tomorrow, 2:45.